Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
I'm chatting with Brendan Miller, technical expert for the MEA region at Kaspersky. Brendan, appreciate the time today. I want to touch on sort of cybercrime as we start to buy more houses as rates come down. But before we do, your global anti-phishing system blocked more than 709 million attempts to access phishing websites in 2023, a 40% increase from the previous year. Cybercrime never goes away. It evolves, it adapts, but it's always going to be there. And as users on the internet, we need to be ever vigilant.
Absolutely. And firstly, let me say hello to you and all of the listeners listening to you today. Of course, you know, phishing emails, typically they are something that masquerade. They are things that would typically try and, you know, masquerade these legitimate communications from either banks or financial services or insurance markets. It can be from almost anything. And as you've mentioned, you know, phishing attacks is on the rise. It's going to continue to rise. And thankfully, if you have the right, let's say, protective measures in place, you are able to protect yourself marginally. Obviously, never would I say that it's 100% defense against all attacks, but, you know, we need to have a layered approach.
And I imagine artificial intelligence, AI, I mean, I use it in my day to day for bits and pieces. Undoubtedly, cyber criminals are using it to get smarter and better. And I mean, I can think of hundreds of different ways, you know, voice cloning, video cloning, or even just, you know, perhaps writing better emails in a sense.
No, absolutely. You're correct. I mean, you get all of these interesting names, like phishing is just one of them. You've got smishing, you've got vishing, you've got all of these different kinds. But all of them essentially has the exact same goal at the end of the day, and that is obviously trying to steal some sensitive information from you. And you mentioned a very important point. Of course, AI is the way to go these days. I use it in my day-to-day. Like you said, you use it in day-to-day. Cyber criminals can actually use this as well. So there's different degrees to this, but generally speaking, AI can help them to craft a perfect email to target you. You know, generally when we receive emails and we kind of look at it strange and say, wait, this doesn't look legitimate, it's because spelling errors or, you know, misalignment of text or whatever the case is. But AI can fix that to non-native English speakers, for example.
Yeah, and suddenly that email looks a whole lot more convincing. To change track, we've seen interest rates coming down in South Africa, but globally. We're seeing a lot more positivity. ESCOM's working. We've got a government of national unity, which means we're probably going to see an uptick in people buying and selling houses. And I imagine cyber criminals must see this as an opportunity because these are big ticket deals and much easier for them or much more successful, profitable if they're able to do it. Do we see anticipate an increase as we see more property transaction happening?
Absolutely. You know, with any market, not necessarily just property, but with any kind of large percentage reduction of certain points, such as now with the interest rates and so on, you are always going to see an uptick of different kinds of attacks that's happening against both the buyer and the seller to try and obviously get that big ticket, like you said. I mean, for example, you're going to look at things like fake property listings. You're going to look at what we already discussed, which is the phishing emails. And finally, online transaction scams. There's quite a variety of different ways that they can attempt to get that big score at the end of the day.
I hadn't actually thought of that one. You say online payment scams. I'm thinking, you know, the lawyer is going to drop me an email and say, I need to pay a deposit. Please put it into this bank account. Essentially a risk. I mean, that email could get intercepted and, well, the criminal's bank account details put in there, and I'm the liable one.
Absolutely. You know, unfortunately, if you don't have the fine eye and don't do your own due diligence, it's very difficult to ascertain, you know, is this the legitimate attorney or financial service or, you know, any one of these parties that's actually sending me these payment links or similar.
Is there, I mean, is there, I suppose in some senses, it's being that alert, being aware. Is there software, I don't know, processes that the businesses can use as well to try and protect not just themselves, but also the consumers out there?
No, absolutely. I mean, look, you're looking at two different areas here. Mm-hmm. So first and foremost is obviously as the interest rate reduces, you're going to have new home buyers, new homeowners, potential homeowners, and they may not necessarily know the entire process and exactly what is the next step, right? So that's something that can easily be used as a method to try and trick the poor victims in this case. Mm-hmm. So on the one side, you've got the buyer. On the other side, you've got the seller. But also in the middle, you've got your gateways. These are financial institutions. This can be property listing or real estate agencies or whatever the case is. So on the consumer side, or let's say the buyer side, mm-hmm. me and you going to buy a house, there's a few things that you can do. Obviously, the due diligence, verify the listings, make sure that it's real, contact the company, make sure the company is real, make sure that you make use of authorized financial service providers, and obviously check the legitimacy of them so that it's not an impersonation of the trusted, let's mm-hmm. say, institution. You know, the standard of watching out for phishing emails is, of course, going to be critical here. And then finally, as you've mentioned, do we have tools to be able to protect ourselves, be it me as an individual or a business? Answer to that is absolutely. So you would need to invest in some cybersecurity defense. The statistics that you quoted a little bit earlier is actually based off of global data for both businesses and individuals all across the globe. Now, of course, I cannot expect, or nobody can actually expect an individual to pay, you know, extensive amounts of money to get a business solution. What you can do is you can go ahead and you can get that same level of security, but just for your own personal devices, your mobile phone, your laptop, your desktop, whatever the case is. On the business side, you know, it gets a little bit interesting.
I mean, businesses, I imagine, I mean, we all take cybercrime seriously. We all want to avoid being phished or scammed or whatever the case may be. But for businesses, this is perhaps even, I mean, it's reputational as much as anything else. And that's why we see a rise of, although often I think maybe not enough, is sort of chief security officers. I mean, cybercrime and keeping your business clean is becoming a mission critical part of the business.
Absolutely correct. Yeah, I mean, we see a massive uptick within the territory that I cover with countries that's setting in compliance rules and regulations for businesses, for example. They need to have a certain level of security in place. And we are slowly and steadily looking at the details, of course, the statistics, mm-hmm. and basically going to look like something like, you know, what they have moving forward. Well, hopefully, at least, I mean, this is obviously pure speculation, but this is the right approach. And as you rightfully said, everybody is looking at cybercrime as a much more serious instance. Within South Africa alone, you've got numerous different posts or news articles that's, you know, related to cybercrime, targeting high value institutions, that's targeting individuals, that's targeting businesses, governments, and so on and so forth. It's not going to stop anytime soon.
Yeah, no, I think that's perhaps the key point. We never let our guard down unless maybe we just, you don't let it down because it's always a risk that's out there. Brandon Muller, technical expert for the MEA region at Kapersky, appreciate the time.
Heart Business on Heart 1027 with MoneyWeb.